মাতৃত্বে কে ইয়ার মি?
ইয়েস মাতাজি,
মাতুজি, আই এম নট এবল টু শেয়ার দি স্ক্রিন।
নো, ইউ আর কো হোস্ট মাতাজি।
নো, হোস্ট ডিসেবল, মেবি দে ডিড ইট অন, আই ডু ইট ফ্রম টু ডিভাইসেস।
ইয়েস মাতাজি, ইউ আর ফ্রম টু
ডিভাইসেস। ইয়া ইয়া, সো ইটস, সো
কো হোস্ট নাও, প্লিজ ট্রাই নাও মাতাজি।
ইয়েস মাতাজি, থ্যাংক ইউ। We have today very less time.
Yeah. So
we'll see how much we can cover. Okay. Thank you all so much for staying back for our Vrindavan Yoga. Let's start praying. Let's pray to Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Guru Vargas and all the devotees, so that we will be able to do our parikrama properly today. We'll start. So yesterday, I'll make a big screen, but just give me a minute. So yesterday we have stopped at this Haabila, where Yashoda Maya tries to scare the boys, because they were not coming for their lunch and they were playing far away. So in that place, still we have some goat, like, you know, like very different, not like humanly, like these scary figures are there in that place. So if we go, we can see even now they are there. So then we will see our Nanda Bhavan. So this is the place which was where Krishna grew up. This is the place where Nanda Maharaj and all Krishna's, Nanda Maharaj's brothers, they all stayed, right? So this is the place, and the deities are, these are the deities. If you enter, you will see Yashoda Maya, Nanda Maharaj, then Madhumangal and Sridham, then Radharani. So, and if you closely see, see how the deities are. We cannot even differentiate who is Krishna and who is Balaram. They both look the same. They're dressed the same. Everything is same. So the Vrajavasis, they explain, they say that as I said, if you are at Vrindakund, you can see Nandagaon's building. Actually, the deities are also facing towards Vrindakund. So why they're dressed similarly? Because, you know, when we have two boys, they always say that you wore that, like, you know, bhaiya wore this, you didn't give me. Like my boy, I have two boys, they both keep saying the same. No, I want, when I put short for the younger one, he will start saying, I also want pant like Annaya, I want that. So they kind of do that, right? So the mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, were tried, you know, kind of intelligent, and they dressed the both of them in the same dress, same jewelry. And one more thing was Krishna, Balaram is a elder brother, right? So he wants to protect Krishna. So and we know so many demons kept on coming. So Balaram dressed that way so that the demons will get confused if this is Balaram or Krishna. So that was one more reason why they, you know, look same. And Madhumangal and Sridham are their close friends, so their deities are there. And why Radharani is there? Because we know she would come every day to cook for Krishna and Balaram. So this is the view of the Nanda Bhavan. And in the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan, we have Nandeshwar Mahadev. So the story we will see when we go to Asheshwar Mahadev's, maybe in a day. Mm-hmm. But Nandeshwar Mahadev, he is every day given the Charanamrit. After bathing Krishna, that water, Nandeshwar Mahadev, they offer it to, they give to Nandeshwar Mahadev, and the Mahaprasad of Krishna was also brought to Nandeshwar Mahadev. Every day they follow that method. Why they do that, we will see in the further days. So Nandeshwar Mahadev is there, and now comes a beautiful sarovar. Yesterday we saw, right? Kund means little bit smaller. When it becomes very big, it is called sarovar. So this is the entrance. You walk like that and you go down. Then Pavan Sarovar will come. It's a very beautiful place. Actually, as I said, Radharani used to come and cook, right? So she has a kitchen. cooking place also here at Pavan Sarovar. There is a well, you know, where the gopis and Radharani used to cook. Actually, we know that Radharani got this boon from Durvasa Muni. When she was a little girl, Durvasa Muni visited and all, everybody used to get so scared of Durvasa Muni because he gets angry very fastly, right? So, because everybody gets scared of him, they were not even approaching. But little Radharani used to make, you know, with her clay toys, clay laddus, and she used to say, Durvasa Muni, eat, eat, eat. And Durvasa Muni would say, no, 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 it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. But one time she forcefully put one small clay ball. That clay ball was also so tasty. And Durvasa Muni was like, oh my God, I have never eaten this kind of, it was so divine, obviously, right? If Radharani cooks, we cannot even expect how it will be. So then Durvasa Muni says that, and he gives a boon saying that if you cook, nobody can cook like you, and whoever is eating your prasad will never fall sick. So all the Vrajavasis thought it is best, better idea that Radharani comes and cooks for Krishna. They all love Krishna, right? So they were thinking if Radharani cooks, Krishna will be all healthy. So she would come and the gopis would nicely, you know, cut the vegetables and keep, and Radharani under the guidance of Yashoda Maya used to cook. So at Pavan Sarovar, that they used to, actually when I went for Yatra last year, they were saying that the gopis would, you know, form one big line, you know, holding the food after cooking from Pavan Sarovar to Nanda Bhavan. So, and this actually, this was originally called Nanda Sarovar because Nanda Maharaj excavated this for the pleasure of Vrajavasis, and there's a beautiful pastime. So one day, you know, Yashoda Maya was making lots of foodstuffs, nice fried items. Then Krishna approaches and asks, Maya, what are you making? Then she goes, Kana, I am busy. Go and ask Baba. Then Nanda Maharaj says that I am going to Prayag to take bath on the Akshay Tritiya. So we know, na, it's like on Akshay Tritiya, many people go and take bath at this Prayag, thinking like, you know, it's a holy place. And that day, that particular day, if you actually take bath, or they say all the sins are wavered away. So Nanda Maharaj says that. And when Nanda Maharaj says that, then Krishna will be thinking like, okay, Baba, don't go today, go tomorrow. Tomorrow is a good day than today. Nanda Maharaj was going the before day of Akshay Tritiya. Then Nanda Maharaj said, okay, I will go tomorrow. And the next morning during Mangalarti time, actually Nanda Maharaj woke up, and when he was looking, there was one black person who was rolling on the ground and again dipping in Pavan Sarovar, again rolling, again dipping. Then Nanda Maharaj approaches and he will ask, hey, what are you doing? Then he says, I am Prayagraj person, you know, Prayagraj personified. He appeared. He said that he came to Pavan Sarovar, and he said, everybody comes to my abode, my place, to take their sins away, and they give me a lot of sins. So I'm coming here and I'm taking bath to vanquish all the sins that I have accumulated, because I'm taking everybody's sin. I come here. Then on the banks of Pavan Sarovar, when Nanda Maharaj looked, then there were nice, you know, nice, beautiful ladies. They didn't look like the ladies of Vrindavan. They look very, you know, different. Then Nanda Maharaj approaches them, and he will ask like, who are you? Then they all said that we are all holy rivers. They show their identity. Mm-hmm. They say, we came here because we want to take bath in Pavan Sarovar and get rid of all the sins that we have been accumulating. So then Nanda Maharaj will think that, oh, if the holy rivers and Prayagraj himself is coming to this place, then why should I go to, you know, why should I even go to Prayag? So that's how he dropped the plan, and that's how, you know, potent this Pavan Sarovar is. And Nanda Maharaj used to take bath here. The gopis used to take, then all the cows Krishna would call by name, each and every cow by name, and they all used to drink water here. And it is said that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explained in 2004 Yatra that he said one corner the gopis would bathe, and another corner Krishna would be there, and then Krishna would go under the water and even take the dust of the the gopis' feet at Pavan Sarovar. And so now we see Radharani is cooking. And then on the banks of Pavan Sarovar, we have the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatan Goswami. And we know how Sanatan Goswami is one of the oldest Goswami, and he would visit everybody, and he was so loving that he would ask everybody, how is your daughter? Did your daughter get married? How much, you know, how many calves did your cows give birth to? So he was actually like their family. Everybody would share his problems, and Sanatan Goswami would visit every village. He would stay there for some time, and while he's leaving, the villagers used to cry in separation of Sanatan Goswami. That much bondage they have towards Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami actually on the banks, he had one more bhajan kutir at Mansi Ganga. We know that story. We have seen at Govardhan. So he had one more here. And if you see, there is one painting of the cowherd boy giving milk to Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami was so, you know, so deeply engrossed and, you know, so much meditating on Lord Krishna that he didn't even want to eat. He didn't even think about eating. He was not even doing madhukari. So he was just doing his bhajan, staying at this bhajan kutir. So Krishna himself comes as a cowherd boy and he will give a pot of milk. Then they will. Then he will ask, like, how do you know? Then Krishna, just like Madhavendra Puri story. Then Sanatan Goswami will ask, how do you know? Then the cowherd boy will say, so I have seen many these, Brajavasis, they were going like that. Then they were talking about you and they gave me the milk saying that this Baba is not eating anything. You just, give this milk. So that's why I came, he says. And Sanatan Goswami drinks that milk and immediately he understands that it's not the milk from this world. It is very divine. So he will understand that Krishna only came and gave him the milk. And immediately he will start crying and he will think, oh, if I am like this, then I am taking service of Krishna. So I should not do that. Then I have to go and do some madhukari so that Krishna will be happy. Because if I am not eating, Krishna is not happy and he is taking the trouble of coming and serving me. Sanatan Goswami didn't want that to happen and he started doing a little bit like madhukari every day. And he would come back to, and actually Vrajvasis only built this bhajan kutir for him. And even you will have the bhajan kutir of Srila Prabhupada's god brother, very dear god brother, who is his name? Krishnadas Babaji. Yeah. So, very, very beautiful. Like Radhanath Maharaj explained in that same 2004 Yatra, it was mostly about Krishnadas Babaji only he explained. He was saying how Prabhupada likes him so much that I'm just sharing one pastime out of what all Maharaj said. He was saying that once when Srila Prabhupada, actually when Maharaj was staying in Vrindavan, he actually stayed in the same place where Krishnadas Babaji also stayed. And then it seems Krishnadas Babaji would chant always, even in the night you go beside his room, loudly chanting would be, we can hear so loudly. And the Vrajavasis or the people who are staying there, they said they never saw him without chanting. He's always chanting and he hardly slept. So he was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. And once Srila Prabhupada had a meeting near Madan Mohan temple at one bhavan, for Sarat Bhavan. So then they were having, Prabhupada was with his Western disciples and this Krishnadas Babaji came to know that Prabhupada was there and he took Radhanand Maharaj and they both went to Sri Srila Prabhupada and the door, like there was somebody guarding outside and they were stopping, but then they requested saying that go and check with Srila Prabhupada if he wants to meet him or not. Then Srila Prabhupada immediately said that, no, let him come. And Prabhupada got up from his place, hugged him and they were just, they were just shedding tears in ecstasy and Prabhupada made him sit beside him on the same Vyasasan. They were just crying in so much separation, so much love. They were just crying and Krishnadas Babaji expressed his desire that during his last days, he wanted to spend time at the banks of Pavan Sarovar. That means we can understand how, how spiritually potent place Pavan Sarovar. So and we have his small samadhi also here on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. Mataji, I think we have to stop here. Mataji,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so tomorrow we will go to Vrindakund, yeah, Vrindakund and other places we go to Mama.
Can I show Pavan sir over video 2 minutes? Can we see that?
Yeah, yes, Mama.
This is Nanda Bhavan.
Prabhu Nitananda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sare Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sade Gaur Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Bol Hare Bol
ये पावन सरोवर बहुत बड़ा विशाल सरोवर है. ये जो नंदगांव तो एक सड़क राज्य मार्ग है, वो पीछे कोसी से आती है, कामेवन को जाती है. सरोवर में स्नान करो, फिर ऊपर पर्वत पे जाके ठाकुर जी के दर्शन करो. पावन गोप तो उन्हीं के नाम पर इस सलीका और ढंग होता था. जोर से कहते थे नीड़ी नीड़ी, गाय अंदर चली जाती थी पानी के. ऐसा कहकर गायों को पानी पिलाकर उनको यहाँ पर सरोवर में सखाओं के साथ जल क्रीड़ा करते थे. कृष्ण के लिए और फिर आराम भी करती थी, फिर रात को वापस जाती थी. तो कृष्ण क्या करते थे और इस तरह की जल क्रीड़ा सखाओं में
So, Mataji, we will see Vrindakund tomorrow.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. We'll meet tomorrow.
Ancha kalpatarubhyasya krupa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo ananta koti vaishnava vrinda ki jaye shi vraja bhumi vrindavan dham ki jaye shila prabhupad ki jaye har kres padmasati mataji ki jaye
dandavat pranam mataji hare krishna
hare krishna